Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 36. Lord Chaitanya conquers Benares. Episode 4. Lord Chaitanya explains the actual Vedanta philosophy. After hearing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Mayavadi sannyasis were moved. Their minds changed, and thus they spoke with pleasing words. Dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what you have said is all true. For only one who is favored by fortune attains love of Godhead. Dear sir, there is no objection to your being a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Everyone is satisfied with this. But why do you avoid discussion on the Vedanta Sutra? What is the fault in it? After hearing the Mayavadi sannyasis speak in that way, Lord Chaitanya smiled slightly and then spoke. My dear sirs, if you do not mind, I can say something to you regarding Vedanta philosophy. Hearing this, the Mayavadi sannyasis became somewhat humble and addressed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Narayana himself, who they all agreed Lord Chaitanya was. Dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to tell you the truth, we are greatly pleased to hear your words, and furthermore, your bodily features are so pleasing that we feel extraordinary satisfaction just by seeing you. Dear sir, by your influence, our minds are greatly satisfied, and we believe that your words will never be unreasonable. Therefore, you may speak on Vedanta Sutra. My dear sannyasis, please hear me when I say that Vedanta philosophy consists of words spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in the form of Vyasadeva. The material defects of mistakes, illusions, cheating, and sensory insufficiency do not exist in the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Absolute Truth is described in the Upanishads and the Brahma Sutra, but one must understand the verses as they are, and that is the supreme glory in understanding. However, Sripad Shankara Acharya has described all the Vedic literatures in terms of indirect meanings, so one who hears his explanations is thus ruined. But Shankara Acharya is not at fault, for it is under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that Shankara Acharya has covered the real purport of the Vedas. According to direct understanding, the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has all spiritual opulences. No one can be equal to or greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is spiritual, including his body, opulence, and paraphernalia. Mayavad philosophy, however, covering his spiritual opulence, advocates the theory of impersonalism. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of spiritual potencies. Therefore, his body, name, fame, and entourage are all spiritual and transcendental. The Mayavadi philosopher, due to ignorance, says that all of these are merely transformations of the material mode of goodness. Shankara Acharya, who is an incarnation of Lord Shiva, is faultless because Shankara Acharya is a servant carrying out the orders of the Lord. But those who follow his Mayavadi philosophy are doomed. They will thus lose all their advancement in spiritual knowledge. One who considers the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu to be made of material nature is the greatest offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. And there is no greater blasphemy against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is like a great blazing fire, and the living entities are like small sparks of that fire. The living entities are energies, not the energetic. The energetic is Krishna. This is very vividly described in Bhagavad Gita, the Vishnu Purana, and other Vedic literatures. Aparayam itastvanyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutan mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Besides these inferior energies, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine, which comprises the living entities who are either exploiting or utilizing the resources of this material inferior nature. Vishnu Shakti Parapokta Kshetra Gyakya Tata Para Avidya Karma Sanyanya Trittiya Shaktirushyate. The potency of Lord Vishnu is summarized in three categories, namely the spiritual potency, the living entities, and ignorance. The spiritual potency is full of knowledge. The living entities, although belonging to the spiritual potency, are subject to bewilderment. And the third energy, which is full of ignorance, is always visible in fruitive activities. The Mayavada philosophy is so degraded that it has taken the insignificant living entities to be the Lord, the Supreme Truth, thus covering the glory and supremacy of the Absolute Truth with monism. In his Vedanta Sutra, Srila Vyasadeva has described that everything is but a transformation of the energy of the Lord. Shankara Acharya, however, has misled the world by commenting that Srila Vyasadeva was somehow mistaken. Thus, Shankara Acharya has raised great opposition to theism throughout the entire world. According to Shankara Acharya, by accepting the theory of the transformation of the energy of the Lord, one creates an illusion by indirectly accepting that the Absolute Truth Himself is transformed. No. Transformation of energy is a proven fact. Rather, it is the false bodily conception of the self which is an illusion. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is opulent in all respects. Therefore, by His inconceivable energies, Godhead has transformed the material cosmic manifestation. Using the example of a touchstone, which by its energy turns iron into gold and yet remains the same, we can thus understand that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead transforms His innumerable energies, He Himself remains unchanged. Although a touchstone produces many varieties of valuable jewels, the touchstone itself nevertheless remains the same, for it does not change its original form. So if there is such inconceivable potency in material objects, why should we not believe in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Vedic sound vibration, Omkar, which is the principal word in the Vedic literatures, is the very basis of all Vedic vibrations. Therefore, one should accept Omkar as the sound representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the reservoir of the cosmic manifestation. It is the purpose of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to present Pranava, Omkar, as the reservoir of all Vedic knowledge. The words Tat Tvam Asi are only a partial explanation of the Vedic knowledge, whereas Pranava, Omkar, is the Mahavakya, or the Mahamantra, in the Vedas. Shankara Acharya's followers cover this to stress without authority the mantra Tat Tvam Asi. In all the Vedic sutras and literatures, it is Lord Krishna who is to be understood. But the followers of Shankara Acharya have covered the real meaning of the Vedas with indirect explanations. The self-evident Vedic literatures are the highest evidence of all. But if these literatures are interpreted, then their self-evident nature is lost. In order to prove their philosophy, the members of the Mayavad school have given up the real, easily understood meaning of the Vedic literature and introduced indirect meanings based on their imaginative powers. Recorded January 21, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.